Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Poulter. And actually tonight I'm joined by some of the guys inside my program. It's actually quite cool to bring people up and have a bit of a discussion about what everyone's working through at the moment. Tani's going to go first, and we're just going to go through either biggest challenges the guys are facing or have faced, a topic or a question of choice. I'm actually going to bring Tani on in a second to actually say his out loud. We'll have a bit of a conversation and then we'll dive in. So Tani, if you wouldn't mind unmuting and just throwing out there your first question or your current challenge that you're working through.
So hi everyone, my name is Tani. So I went back on the heavy cycling. So I'm going cycling activity with my friends. We are going the bikes on the weekends for 3 or 4 hours, maybe more. I'm in the bike at least 3 or 4 times a week. But the problem is I have all this, every after the ride, I'm actually, instead of losing weight, I'm getting weight because I'm eating too much. But the problem is if I eat too little, I don't have energy for going to these longer sport activities. But at the moment, I'm just getting weight instead of losing.
Okay, cool. So I think this sounds quite common, guys. So I'll address everyone here that you need the fuel to do the cardio, but likewise you do the cardio and it maybe spikes your hunger. Is that what you're saying, Tani, right?
Exactly. Because like on Sunday I went for a ride with my friends. We did 100 miles and according to my phone, I burned like 4,000 calories. Of course, I need to put this energy back because I would not be able to do anything else in the other day. But at the moment, actually, since I weighed myself on Saturday as today, I actually got some weight.
Okay.
Because I ate without control.
Yeah. And look, like if you've got 4,000 calories to play with, then that's a lot of food, you know. And I think for anyone here, the thing you need to understand, guys, is that if you do exercise that is on top of what you would normally do, if it's outside of what you normally do, then you can eat those calories back. So if you haven't factored in, say, a 100-mile ride into your daily calories and you went and randomly did one, then you would technically be eligible to have those calories. That being said, the kind of question is that if you're going over that, then obviously that's when the problem occurs. I reckon though, Tani, that if you're having that day on Sunday where you're having 4,000 additional calories, if not more, then arguably the only reason why your weight might be higher is because you just literally have so much food in your system on Monday, Tuesday. If that doesn't correct itself by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then maybe you did go overboard. But are you tracking those? You're tracking the 4,000 burnt, but are you then tracking the 4,000 that you're attempting to consume back?
That's my problem. I have a little bit of challenge on tracking back. So I'm going more on feelings of what I'm eating. So probably I exceed what I eat. That's the challenge. But even when I was tracking, that happened even in the past when I did it last year, I was a little bit better with tracking. It's just because also if I don't eat, I was tracking like, okay, I burn, have 2,500 calories to burn and to eat, and like I burn 3,000, so I can go kind of 5,000 today. But the problem is I was always, even with I go with that amount of part, I have this constant, even I still need to eat more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're still feeling the need to eat more calories even after 5,000, then you've either got a crazy huge appetite, or maybe that it's something you're telling yourself that like I'm still hungry, when actually more of a psychological thing. The third thing it could be is that you're not having enough fiber. So for anyone listening to this that struggles with hunger, typically it's because your fiber is too low, and we're looking for around 10 grams of fiber per 10 grams of fiber per 100 calories you consume. So if you're having 2,500 calories a day, you'd be looking to have around 25 grams of fiber, if not more. If you're struggling with your hunger, I'd even push that up to nearer to like 15 to even 20 grams. So I'd say actually, if you're having 2,000 calories a day, you'd aim for 20 to 40 grams of fiber a day. And the more fiber you have, the more that's going to help with hunger. So I'd say for you, Tani, the focus for this week would be to have more fiber in the form of like fibrous foods like vegetables, berries, raspberries, blueberries, leafy greens, broccoli, stuff like that, even having some fiber bars. And then
Okay.
I'd also challenge you to actually track the food you consume and maybe stop weighing yourself the day after you've had that big calorie day and actually wait and weigh yourself, because you're not going to burn that much. You're not going to lose that much water from the ride. You'll sweat a lot, but not enough to lose enough that you could then eat back 4,000 calories, because you're just going to literally have a lot of food in your gut that is going to then step on the scales and arguably be heavier. But ultimately, if you're not losing body fat right now, you're not losing weight. It's just going to come down to calories in, calories out. Like, I wish I could spin it any other way, but it would always just come down to the balance is currently off. So we just need to address the balance, and that will come in the form of you having to track 7 days a week for the next 2 weeks, and let's put it to the test. Then and only then can we say that actually it's not a calorie thing and maybe something else is going on, and then we can go back to the drawing board. But unless you're doing every day everything on MyFitnessPal for at least 2 weeks in a row, it's obviously difficult to say what's actually going on. But I reckon it's purely just either you are going over the 4,000, which would be a lot of calories. I don't know what you would be consuming unless it was heavy oil, heavy fat, lots of alcohol. That would be a tough gig. Like 4,000 calories is a lot of calories to consume after a ride. Like, what kind of food are you having?
The problem is when the thing is we eat during the ride, so we had some power bar and stuff. But as soon as I finished the ride, I had a big cheeseburger because we went to a restaurant. I had a beer, and when I went back home again, I had some kind of Italian snacks like prosciutto, salami, and some bread. So
Okay,
I know.
yeah, it can rack up, because the cheeseburger from like a pub or a restaurant can easily be maybe 15 to 2,000 cal, like 1,500 to 2,000 calories. Obviously, fatty meats, like typically those Italian meats, are very high in fat, high salt. And also, as well, guys, you've got to remember that when you've got a high salt content, the more salt you consume, the more water typically you can retain. And that can often be a reason why your weight would be skewed on the scales. So I think that going forwards, Tiny, I would just say that fine, maybe reward yourself with that meal straight after, but then in the evening I would go back to like what a normal meal would look like. Maybe these two meals in the day are enough to skew it. If you just had the burger and had a normal dinner, you'd probably still have been in a deficit of maybe an extra 1,000 calories, and you'd probably be okay. I think that maybe you're just going that little bit too far with the additional calorie consumption.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That's all right. Okay.
Thank
Let's go.
you.
Yeah, all good. All good. Let's go up next. It was George. Are you free to say that one out loud?
Yeah, cheers, Dan. So, how would you go about navigating healthy breakfast options when out and about? I sometimes forget. And it's too late to go back for my commute. So I would love to know kind of like the healthiest options out there, which I can just buy shop ready for work.
Nice. So when it comes to breakfast, guys, I would also say a consideration would be trying to put off your first meal as long as possible, bar maybe having some protein. So to give anyone an idea, just a consideration here, guys, would be like, let's say you wake up and you might be starving hungry. Then and only then I might suggest that you have maybe like a whey protein shake. And that would be just in the form of maybe one scoop, maybe 20, 25 grams, maybe a couple of scoops. This is what I would do on the weekends. This is what I do on the weekends. If you are out and about, in terms of like picking up food for breakfast, like I'm a bit weird, I'm a bit strange. So like I can eat anything any time of the day. So I would like still, even if it was in the morning, because I'm a bit crazy, I would probably still go for like a pack of chicken with like some salad. Or like I genuinely have done this, so I can say for sure, I don't have like, people can get quite attached to certain times of the day being like what is eligible or what's like normal to have at certain times of day. You've all seen on my Instagram me posting about having veg in the morning at like 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, because I am partly, but secondly, I care more about the numbers. And I would say the other consideration on breakfast, guys, is unless you're training in the morning, just save those calories for later in the day or at least around your workout. So in the morning, really, to answer your question, George, I would say just try and get your hands on, more than anything, some form of protein that you can get into your system and some form of fiber as well. So if I was out and about, if I was in a typical Tesco's on the corner or like a Sainsbury's or just like a fast supermarket, I would probably go for like either like a low calorie sandwich that was high in protein or a pack of chicken with some salad. I would also maybe consider going for sometimes you can get those like pre-boiled eggs that you can get from like Tesco's and Sainsbury's, stuff like that. I would ditch the yolk because you can break them apart and get rid of the yellow bit because people don't realize that yields a lot of the fat, therefore a lot of the calories. And the final option would be maybe just grabbing a couple of protein bars and some fruit. So I would probably grab a couple of the grenade bars, which are like 20 grams each, maybe one or two of those. And I'd probably have some berries such as raspberries, strawberries, a pack of blueberries to get some fiber in. And I might buy a pack of those fiber one bars that are like 4 grams of fiber, 90 calories. And I maybe stack one or two of those with that or some low calorie popcorn. That would be like a few options for you. But I would say more than anything, just focus in the morning on the protein side of things. And you can also get that through like the Faye yogurt, either in the Tesco's or a Sainsbury's, grab a pot of that. Or you can also even in Tesco's and Sainsbury's in like the meal deal, they actually sell like 20 gram protein shakes as far as I can remember. That would also probably have one of those as well. But if you can't prepare your food, one hack is, guys, that you can make twice as much dinner the night before. Again, a bit strange if you're attached to certain meals at certain times of the day. What I would sometimes do is I'd make dinner and then I'd have half of my dinner at nighttime, and then the other half of that dinner would become either breakfast or lunch the next day. So you've got a few options there. George, was there anything extra in that question I missed?
No, all good. Thank you so much.
Cool. Clive, what was yours? You're next.
Hello.
Yo, what was your question, Clive?
Let's have a look. Remind myself. Hang on.
That's right.
Yeah, biggest challenge right now is just keep myself focused, actually.
Okay.
My wife's away in China. I've got two children, run a business. Had a big wedding at the weekend, best friend, where I was responsible for a speech and also doing the music DJing. So it's been a pretty intense 10 days and quite emotionally charged for various reasons.
Yeah.
So I think my biggest challenge right now, you know, so I'm kind of behind on everything. Everything feels a bit like hard work.
Yeah.
So
okay.
My schedule's all over the place. You know, I can't get to the gym. So you've sent me some home workouts, which is great. But then putting kids to bed can mess with timing. So I think that's my biggest challenge. We all have busy schedules. So I won't be unique in this challenge for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, firstly, like, are you proud of yourself for how you delivered at the weekend? Like, you're proud of that?
Yeah, 100%. And that's the main focus, isn't it? You know, inside of this, to be grateful and appreciative for everything that was achieved, everything we got done. It was a successful weekend. Still got lots of wins during the day. So there's definitely always keen to avoid and make any making wrong of what's not being done, right? It's to focus on what's being achieved and to acknowledge that, you know, not on it with the scheduling for this, basically.
Well, I would say as well, in terms of focus, like, there is, you're only, like, this goes for everyone, you're only ever going to have, like, there is a bandwidth that you have to play with. We have those 168 hours a week, and we kind of divide them up, and I think that there is different pillars in your life. Things come and go, and especially when you have new things that come in that kind of adds to that. Obviously, I found myself when I became a parent, that was a whole new pillar I had to kind of slot into my current, you know, crazy schedule. And I think that the reason why I asked Clive initially, guys, you know, is he proud of what he achieved at the weekend, is to cut yourself a bit of slack. It's very different when things have gone off the rails because you've been taking the piss, you've been abusing certain things in the negative, you've been neglecting your like non-negotiables or letting your standards slip. But likewise, if you've done a good thing and a thing that you're proud of, you should give yourself that time to kind of reflect and go, actually, it's okay if things have gone a little bit awry this week, because I'm really proud of what I achieved at the weekend. And and that was something different and outside of my schedule. I think the difference is, guys, is how quickly you bounce back and get back onto your schedule, right? So the consideration is like, okay, that's done now. The weekend is done. What happened at the weekend? Like, I take the good, I take the lessons. Now we move forwards. And then I think the focus for the week is like, you know, it's Tuesday right now for the guys who are here alive. There's still 5 days left of the week. You can make a really good week out of it. Of course, with like the, for anyone listening who has like, you know, kids who trains from home or has other reasons why they need to train from home, I think also trying to give yourself that kind of space to go and train in the right mindset. And we spoke about this on a previous session, guys, but a reminder is that you have that kind of routine, those anchors that you use ahead of the session. One of them being that you would go for a walk, maybe like around the block or even around the garden, or even go train in a different room in the house where you've been working all day. Like, just try and change your environment just a tiny little bit, or put your headphones on, listen to different music, change, put a different set of clothes on. There's different ways you can do things to like change your state. But I think, yeah, cut yourself some slack. Like, when you do go off track, like to your normal schedule, I think it is really important to cut yourself some slack. And I think in terms of focus, like we always talk about on here, guys, is it does come back to the schedule and then how closely you stick to that schedule. Obviously, things change, you know, when like your family dynamic changes or people go away or someone's sick in the workplace and you have to pick up the slack. That will happen and that's out of your control. But as long as you've got a few like plan B's and even like a plan C, when like, okay, if I can't do the plan A, then I'm going to revert to this. And then when that happens, I'll revert to this. So in Clive's scenario, it would be like, well, if I can't get to the gym, I'll at least train from home. And if I'm struggling to even train from home, I'll at least do this instead. Insert, I'll just do even more steps. If I can't train today, then maybe with the kids kind of running around the house, whatever, I'll just try and do more steps and chase after them and chase around with them, or play an active game with them or a more active game with them, and just do something where you at least go, well, if it's not this and then it's not this, what's my next step? And just try and have options for that. But a question I'd probably pose back to Clive on that one would be, in terms of like what's in your control over maybe the next 5 days, the rest of this week, what is it that you know you need to be held accountable with for the rest of this week in regards to this situation?
Well, I think probably, so I'm, what's on my mind is I want to get some gym activity in, some exercise activity in, right? So we're now Tuesday, so I've got to get two sessions. My that's the way I'm relating to it. I've got to bank two sessions. That's what's on my mind. So, and I think it's possible tonight if things go well, or first thing tomorrow morning I could do that, and first thing Friday morning, that could be an option for me. So, if I don't get derailed by certain young people.
And have you got anything on this weekend we need to tackle in terms of eating out, social, drinking?
I don't think so, really. My wife will have been away for 2 weeks, actually, so it's quite a big trip. So we haven't got anything scheduled, but obviously it'd be a family-focused time after, you know, it's quite a long time for her to be away, actually. So I just need to be conscious of that, I think, that's all.
Yeah, and I think also maybe the typical go-to, I don't know about you, would be, I feel like if Ellie had been away for a while, I might typically go to something that is maybe more foodie, or maybe if you do like alcohol, then you might think, oh, okay, let's celebrate you being back in X way. Would that be something you have to factor in ahead of the weekend in terms of like that way of celebrating or
yeah, not? I think a few glasses of wine might be on their way.
Okay, cool. So, well, for anyone listening then, let me give you that, is that's a good one in terms of alcohol, because often people say, oh, you know, Dan, if I want to pursue fat loss, weight loss, do I have to give up alcohol? But obviously for yourself, Clive, you know, the photos don't lie. And obviously you can explain yourself, your own journey to this point. But what have you found around the alcohol thing for you, Clive? Because obviously you've still drunk throughout this process and still had a result as well. And I know we're still going with that, but how has that been for you? Did you know that you could still lose body fat and still incorporate the foods you enjoy in moderation? Or in the past, had you always gone on more of a diet and cut things out? Like, what has this kind of journey been for you so far?
I think you've communicated pretty well, actually. So what I've stayed away from is beer. I think that's fatal. And I do like a beer. My business partner likes a beer. And actually, we usually can connect well over beer. So that's been a downfall for me in the past. That's been the easy one to steer away from. But to be able to just enjoy a glass of wine, it doesn't have to be several, right? It could just be a glass of wine every other weekend. What I've found is I've re restrained heavily from alcohol. So it's a massively reduced intake. And then on the odd occasion, I might enjoy a glass of wine or two, and I've enjoyed them when they come. So it's not been, completely without alcohol. And then over this whole sort of, what is it now? Must be 15 weeks, something like that now, mustn't it? So there's been probably three times when, like the wedding, I didn't hold back at the wedding. We had rums and cokes and all sorts. That was one event. There was another time when I had a few drinks. So yeah, it's been sporadic, I would say.
But in terms of the learnings, would you like, because obviously, I think, like we said, you've kind of proven that you can do it. You can drop the body fat and build muscle with it.
Yeah.
And I think that actually for you, and this goes for everyone listening, guys, like the reason why most people fail and give up on their goals is because they go on a crash diet. And that's why I'm not a big fan of that. It can sometimes work in the sense of, sometimes people need to go on something more extreme like that to be like a real, it has to be so alien and so different to their normal day to day. And I get that. But likewise, I think for the long-term sustainable success, like George has been on the program for a while now, and like I know for sure that the biggest shift for him will be just his relationship with food. And likewise, now he's got a bug for it, kind of having that positive relationship with, oh, if I track my food and I hit the gym and I track my steps, yeah, I'm tracking these metrics, but if it allows me to get into the shape I want and then still have some flexibility with my food choices at the right times, like this, I can see myself doing this for the long term. And to be clear, guys, for anyone listening as well, when you hear us talking about tracking numbers, like I do not track everything all the time every year. I go through periods where I'm more diligent with the numbers. I go through periods where I'm more strict with the numbers, one of them being now. So it's currently April 2023. I'm on a bit of a summer shred. I always do this typically around this time of year. And of course, I'm more strict with my numbers now, but I'm not like this all year round. And I think that it's about getting into that kind of safe zone. And what I mean by that is once you get down to the number you want to be, there or thereabouts, then you can kind of start to kind of let up a little bit on the tracking of the food. The steps, the workouts, not so much, but definitely with the food. And then if you find yourself starting to put on a bit of weight or starting to get a bit out of shape, or you just know that you're kind of taking the piss, abusing it a little bit, like going too far the other way, jump on the scales, you see you've gained a bit of weight, you don't like where it's heading, then you can go back to tracking again, and then you can dip in and out. But for anyone listening to this that's really struggling right now to make that real shift, I personally wouldn't even bother attempting to lose weight, lose body fat without tracking my food. And this is coming from someone that's been a coach for 15 years and been doing this kind of bulking, cutting, gaining, losing, whatever you want to call it, phases for at least the past like 5 to 10 years on and off every single year, consistently putting on muscle, consistently losing fat. And I wouldn't even bother doing it without trying to track the numbers. So that is a real consideration for anyone who's still doing the whole clean eating or eating healthy in quotation marks and hoping for the best. You really are leaving things to chance, and you just don't need to with apps like MyFitnessPal and stuff like that. It's a bit of a game changer. Okay, before we run out of time, Clarissa, just shout that one out, and then let's quickly dive in. Yo, do you want to just say what you said in the chat out loud for anyone that's listening back?
Yes, first, sorry, I was delayed.
That's okay.
Yes, the question is, I was told that if I do 1 hour cardio after I do lifting weight, that accelerates the weight lost. I don't know if it is a lie or it's true.
Yeah, good question. So, what that might be is that someone's maybe suggested to you about through weights training, you already spiked your metabolism, and then maybe the cardio after might continue to spike it or capitalize on the current spike or even accelerate it. As far as I've looked into the studies, your metabolism doesn't change enough throughout the day or from exercise to exercise or even from person to person to actually put too much weight behind the decisions you make. What I would say in terms of the consideration of doing cardio at the end of your session would be the biggest benefit, rather than what it may or may not do to your metabolism, is the fact that if you're already in the gym or at home, if you're doing it from home, but you're already in a setting or a scenario where you can do it. And then what I would suggest is, like, because you're in the right mindset and you've already done some weights, it's quite a nice and easy segue straight into the cardio. The thing is, if you do cardio before your weights, then you're going to expend the majority of your energy and focus, like mental focus, on your cardio. So when you come to lifting weights, you're not going to lift with the same energy. You're not going to attack the weights. You're not going to train with the same conviction. So I would always suggest warm up 5 to 10 minutes. Spend the majority of your time.
I was doing three only.
Oh, okay, yeah. Take it to 5 to 10, but that's okay. Fine. That's okay. As long as 5 to 10 is cool. And then use that time mentally to kind of get into the session. Have a think over about what you're about over what you're about to do. And then when you do get into the session, then the consideration would be to spend the majority of your time and energy on the weights, because the weights is what's going to build the muscle. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn at rest. And then finally, the final part to that would be then, with whatever time you have remaining, if you do have time remaining, then and only then would you do the cardio, because you are already in a calorie deficit from food alone. The cardio is just going to be a bonus, unless you want to go and like run a marathon or you're doing it for sport reasons. You should only really be doing cardio as an additional benefit to help you lose body fat. You're going to get fit and strong doing the weights. The cardio is just a bonus. And I would only ever add cardio as well at the later on in your journey, only if and when you maybe hit a plateau, you would add it into the mix to make things easier going forwards. For the most part, you can actually lose a lot of body fat and build a lot of muscle without cardio. I'd rather you leave it as like a tool in the toolbox to add in later down the line, only if and when you hit a plateau. That's typically the time to add it.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. I was recommended because I wasn't having like results. So on the scale. So I was told like I normally do the routine in lifting weight. And I add kilos when I feel like I reach correct the last two pushing. And because I didn't have the result that expected, I was recommended after immediately to do 1 hour in the treadmill.
Nice.
12.
Yeah, and the consideration there, and I'll have to go in a second, so we'll pick up anything else. But the consideration in that one would just be that this goes for everyone, by the way, guys and girls. If you've got any other things going on, like, you know, I would always say that it is calories in, calories out, like up to a point, right? In some cases, for some people, it can be if you're on medication, if it's a hormone thing, it can be like something you're going through, like that's very specific. But generally, guys, for anyone listening to this, that's like, why aren't I losing weight? It's just going to come down to either you need to move more or eat less. And I really do wish I could pull out like this magic pill, magic suggestion, magic whatever, but I would be lying. And the studies have proven this time and time again, that if your body needs 2000 calories and you only give it 1500, if your body needs 2500 calories and you only give it 2000, like if you are actually in the calorie deficit that you know is created through burning more than you're eating, if you're tracking your food and MyFitnessPal to a T and you're hitting your step goal, you're lifting weights and you're burning the calories that your Apple Watch or you think you're burning, then I'm yet to see anyone not lose body fat, unless it's one of the rare cases, like I said, of a medical thing, a hormonal thing, or something very unique going on. So just to give everyone that kind of tough love, but also sense of hope, is like, the good news is, you probably, if you're listening to this and you're struggling to lose body fat, unless you fall into that very niche category, you just either need to drop your calories slightly or increase your activity, and that's only a choice you can make. Me personally, I would always rather eat more and move more, hence why I went into the fitness space. I love fitness, so of course that's my obvious choice. But if you're not much of a foodie and you hate exercise, then do the opposite. Like, train how much you already train, but just be willing to drop the calories. That's only a choice you can make. But yeah, that's been fun, guys. I've got to bounce, but anything else you think of for the guys that have joined live, just make sure to put it in the group after this. For anyone that's listening back to this and any messages, sorry, any questions on this, drop me a private message and let's have a chat. And I'll catch you guys on the next session of this. All right.